B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, October 7th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, is social media ruining our ability to enjoy pretty much everything?
Yes.
Plus, we're going to go through the 30 best games of the decade. Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today talking about Epic Games. Epic is being dragged into court, and it's for a very, very bizarre reason. Joe, can you give us a little bit more info on this?
Yeah, I'm going to need you guys to go ahead and buckle up for this.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Get ready.
A Canadian legal firm is preparing a class action lawsuit against Epic Games, accusing the developer of, quote, knowingly creating the, quote, very, very addictive game, Fortnite. Epic Games, when they created Fortnite for years and years, hired psychologists. They really dug into the human brain, and they really made the effort to make it as addictive as possible, said Alessandra Esposito Chartrand, an attorney with Calex Legal in Canada.
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
So there is a Canadian law firm that is dragging Epic Games into court for making their game too good.
Yeah, they knowingly put on the market a very, very addictive game, which was also geared toward youth. Is what they are saying.
I don't think that that's illegal.
I also don't think Epic's the only one doing that.
Absolutely not.
And that's the bigger thing is, first of all, I have no idea what legal grounds this would stand on, because every game ever made ever has a gameplay loop, not just video games. Every game.
Yeah. Right. So here's what it says. Likening the case to the 2015 class action suit against tobacco companies that saw Quebec Superior Court ruling determining tobacco companies did not do enough to warn their customers about the dangers of smoking, Chartrand believes Epic Games' new Fortnite was as addictive as possible and failed in their duty to warn players of the risk of addiction.
Okay, here's another thing.
So,
is that smoking is directly linked to a biological effect of cancer.
Well, couldn't you say that too much Fortnite can be linked to a biological disease of weight gain?
Yeah, but that doesn't have the same death rate as cancer.
In America, it might.
I mean,
it might not be far off, actually, in our country.
But Fortnite specifically doing that other games apparently aren't?
Be popular. That's it. It's be popular.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I understand it. And there's two things I don't want people to conflate. This is not the same thing as the loot box conversation that we've had.
Not by a long shot.
Fortnite and many other games, because I've seen that in social media and other people I've been talking to today about this particular case. That this is not the same as that. This is not saying that, you know, the effects of gambling and its addictive nature in a video game thus is predatory against children.
For sure.
They are saying the core design of Fortnite in and of itself is addictive.
And thus predatory.
Fortnite's existence is predatory.
Right.
And now I think the logic you could take from that would then extend out to, I feel like, a whole lot of games. Like, Fortnite might be the most visible, most representative name you could pick for this, obviously, given its popularity.
Sure.
But I feel like there's about 1,000,001 phone apps at this point.
Oh, yeah.
That if this were to hold...
Oh, the precedent that it would set?
The utterly terrifying precedent that this kind of thing would set. But part of me looks at this and goes, you know what? I don't doubt that there is an element of psychology used to create a level of addiction here.
Absolutely.
Don't doubt that is the case.
Absolutely.
Duh.
There is, I can almost guarantee you that, yes, saying that Epic hired
psychologist to be able to design a game that is as appealing and as addictive as possible is, yes, that is probably a true statement. The question
is it illegal?
Is it illegal? Is that a problem? Is that immoral? And I don't think that
is
necessarily,
because then
the
if that was the case, you could use the same rubric or the same precedent for virtually everything that people do across the world.
Anything
more than
successful.
Once a week.
Anything successful. Yeah.
Coffee, any food you can think of, anything, good or bad, has addictive qualities or addictive natures to it if you do it consistently.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently talking about a legal case that's working its way through the Canadian legal system. Epic being sued for making a overly addictive game. And here's the thing. I can guarantee you that there are parents out there listening to this right now going, yeah, but you don't understand the struggle that I have to go through to peel my kid away from this game. Mm-hmm. You don't understand the amount of fights that we have about bedtime or about going to school or about screen time or about doing homework that all centers around this one game, and not being able to figure out what is it about this one game that makes it so damn appealing.
First of all,
I can sympathize with that. I can sympathize with the parents that are in that position. However, if it wasn't Fortnite, it would be any number of different things. When I was growing up, it was Neopets or Pokemon.
Yeah,
or Tamagotchi.
Or Tamagotchi.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Everything. This is part of the course of generations.
This
happens to everything. It was baseball cards with certain generations.
Pokemon cards.
Yeah. It was a bunch of stuff, which, by the way, I remember when there was a thing talking about kids getting in fights, dealing Pokemon cards, a national epidemic.
Yeah.
First of all, nobody died. So that's number one. But number two, this is merely, in my opinion, the flavor of the month thing to go after because it's something the kids are doing and it's making them not listen to their parents.
Yep.
Which, by the way, there was a bunch of stuff that you did, parent, that made you not listen to your parents
exactly.
And their parents before them.
Yeah, this is a normal part of parenting. I think that, you know, just because it's Fortnite now doesn't mean that the behavior is in any way new. Now, if you're saying, well, yeah, but this stresses my kid out to the point where he's crying, he's holding his breath and turning blue, the true freak out stages.
Yeah.
Okay, again, this, I don't think that is unique or special to Fortnite. It's just the fact that it's conflicting with what you want out of your child. This is parenting and nothing more.
My sister did that once when she didn't get an iPod for Christmas. She got an off-brand one.
See?
So she held her breath?
Yeah. She threw all her other presents on the ground and then stormed off to her room Christmas morning and did not come out or would not talk to anybody for the rest of the day.
First of all,
and said we ruined her life.
First of all, if I would have ever did that, I am not sure I'd be here to do this show.
I would not be sitting in this room today.
But it, not only is it parenting, and not only is it, you know, something that definitely can be solved within the home before getting lawyers and the law involved. Because first of all, there's already parental controls on these consoles and on computers that you can put onto them that make it so you can limit screen time or limit access to certain applications.
Yeah.
This is widely available. And so I understand that the big question is the onus then on Fortnite to at least print on the package that, certain elements of this video game may be addictive. I even think that is too far, because I think once we do that, then you label everything that way. Everything. There is not a thing on this planet that has made money that is not addictive in some way. And I think by even buying the consoles, by even letting them get the V-Bucks, by even doing it, you've enabled this entire behavior. And so if you're going to look at somebody before you get the lawyers involved, before you see the inflammatory language in terms that they're using, saying it's just as addictive as cocaine, which is absurd and stupid, I think everybody should take a look in the mirror.
But you know what? You know what gives this validity? Is organizations and bodies like the American Psychiatric Association.
Oh, yeah. World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization coming out and saying video game addiction is real. Okay, you're right. Anything that can give you a positive chemical response in your brain can also be addictive. And video games are not unique in this category. And having video games singled out amongst all of the entertainment that exists out there as being specifically addictive is what gives conversations like this and even law cases like their validity and the ground that they stand on.
And to that point, they actually say here, the person filing the suit, it's being filed on the behalf of two the parents of two minors, but they say that Epic knew Fortnite was, quote, as addictive as possible and failed in their duty to warn players of the risk of addiction. Consequently, the legal challenge is, quote, very centered on the duty to inform. And that, so Norris, what you were talking about with printing something on the packaging, that's pretty much like you'd see with a pack of cigarettes. You have on it. They want the same thing here.
But Rec 21 in our chat brings up a very good point, is that when everybody is labeled, it starts to lose its meaning and thus it's rendered useless.
That's right.
I agree. I mean, if this went through, right, and Fortnite has to put on the packaging, you know, designed to be addictive or whatever, pretty much every single video game in that entire store now has to have the exact same label on that, because they've all been designed to invoke that chemical reaction in your brain. Like, that is what entertainment's for. That's what all movies are for. That's what I would say most music is for.
Yeah.
And the idea of entertainment is to get you to have that dopamine response.
You're absolutely right. And let's not even overlook the fact that there is no physical packaging for Fortnite. It's a thing that you download.
Right.
Right?
Fair enough.
What are you gonna print it on?
Nothing.
We want to hear from you. Do you think that this is an issue? Do you think that Fortnite was made to be as addictive as possible? Is that immoral? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to check out the 30 best games of the decade. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, is social media ruining your ability to achieve a climax?
holy cow.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Impeding our ability to enjoy things like achieving a climax? Stick around.
Oh my God.
That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Is social media stealing our moments, our ability to enjoy things? You laugh, but I'm actually being serious. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Hawk 1340 in Wenatchee, Washington, as well as the Fan 97.1 in Columbus, Ohio. Checkpoint XP Daily is a part of the B-Pod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options like Nerd Radio, as well as Geek Culture Congress, two shows you can find on our Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Check it out and subscribe to them over at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Social media doesn't make us miserable. I think the easy answer here is kind of, yeah. But, like, does it steal moments from us?
Oh,
I think one of the big things that really bothers me about social media and about, like, our always attached to the phone kind of culture that we have is like when we go out to like an event, a concert, right? Mm-hmm. And I see people who are recording the concert through their phone, or they're recording a comedian through their phone. I'm thinking like, when are you ever going to watch this video, right? Like I have never wanted to, I've never taken a video of something and then gone back and watched it on my phone ever.
I feel like we've lost the ability as a people to enjoy something by ourselves,
like,
or
in
with
the moment.
A group of people. Yeah, in that
the moment.
Moment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it's all about, oh, who can I share this experience with?
It's called being present.
Yes.
Being present?
Yeah, it's called being present. And I do think that there is something most definitely lost, but I don't think it is as terrible as everybody makes it out to be perfectly honest. I'm somebody who, I'm not heavy on social media. I'm not Instagramming or vlogging my every waking moment like some people, of which I think that is excessive. But I don't think there's anything wrong with doing something that you found to be incredibly enjoyable and wanting to immortalize it.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. Here's the thing. As a part of our job, we regularly go out to places, and when we're there, you know, it's kind of expected that we're taking pictures or videos to share on social media, right? And it has made me acutely aware of how much I resent having to do that, and how much more I'd rather keep my phone in my pocket and be present in the moment to enjoy the thing that I'm there for.
Well, to that point, Nate, I think that obviously that with us, it's a special case. But in general, I don't think other people recording things or taking a picture should have any impact on people who don't want to do that.
No, right? I don't. I think that that really depends on the environment, though. You know, if you're in a big open air arena, you know, Norris and I, we got to go to TwitchCon. We saw Blink 182 and Logic perform out at Petco Park.
How is Blink 182 these days?
Horrible.
Oh.
Terrible.
Oh, that's
sorry, Blink guys. It was really not good. Oh. Also, their latest album's not that great. But, you know, like, it doesn't bother me if in that kind of environment, people have their phones up, people have their phones out, and they're taking selfies, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
If I'm in a club and there's only 300 other people there and we're seeing a band, it bothers me then, because then, like, it's way more in my field of view. We're crammed up in...
It's like if someone were to try to whip out a cell phone during a movie or something. You become aware of it.
That's exactly it. Okay. And you become hyper aware. Also, you know, if you're standing next to them, now you got their pits in your face. And it's just...
But I feel like so much of this is just old man just crotchetiness, man. Because, like,
Tell me who's going to enjoy the video. Who's going to enjoy
matter.
It?
It doesn't matter. How many times do people crack open their photo albums back when photo albums were a thing, right? You didn't do it every day. But when you did it, you were happy you had it. And the thing is that, yes, I understand if you're in a cramped club, people throwing their cell phones up is annoying. No more annoying than it is for somebody to take a bright-ass Polaroid of you when you're trying to do something important, right? I get it. But at the same time, man, we're talking about presence. And how quick is it to take your phone, take a picture, and put it back in your pocket and get back to whatever it is that you were doing? It takes no time at all. So this loss of presence that everybody is talking about, I don't get it.
That never happens. That never happens, especially with the other people who take you out of the experience. It's never just one photo. It's never just one video. It's never just 30 seconds. It's, oh, that photo didn't look right. Let me try to get my good side. Oh, that photo was blurry. I'm going to try to do it again. Oh, that video didn't have the moment that I wanted, so I'm going to record the next 36 minutes of this concert and waste the space on my phone to host it. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's
that's as obnoxious as someone going to a concert, having the entire concert seated, but the four people in front of you are dancing. I've had that experience too, and it's as equally annoying for the people around you.
It's not just about the presence of the moment either. You know, I just recently went and seen The Joker, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was fine. It was fine. I'd put my opinion out there on Twitter or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. If I don't enjoy something and somebody else does enjoy it, that's fine. People can have different tastes,
sure,
right? But someone came at me with, like, wow, didn't expect that you would have a bad opinion like that. And so, of course, this started the conversation, right? And into typing my first paragraph of it, I was already exhausted with a conversation that hadn't even happened yet. And all I could think was, I really wish I had not seen that film, because now every time that someone has a terrible opinion about it, I'm going to have to fight the urge to argue with them.
That's what kind of made me acutely aware of this whole question, is that you and I both walked out of Joker with pretty similar opinions of the movie. We thought it was good. We didn't think it's going to change anyone's life or anything like that. At least I would hope that doesn't change anyone's life. But you went on social media with it, and I went home. Those were the two, the distinct different choices that we made. And I think today, I like that movie a lot more than you do.
Yeah, I feel like your experience
on social media with that movie has led you to like the movie less than I do.
Yeah, but we all know that there is a certain type of person that is brigading that film and trying to force it to the top.
Well, the hardcore fandom stands, because it's not just this case either.
I still think that's conditional. If it was any other film and you would have put your opinion out there, probably just would have got lost to the ether. You got a few likes.
Oh, of course.
And you'd have moved on. But that's a situational, conditional thing. But I still don't understand the vitriol that people have for people just enjoying their moments however the hell they want to enjoy them. And if that is by taking a video of it or a photo of it or tweeting about it, then let people have their fun. And if you are angry at the fact that that's how people have their fun nowadays, then like going out around people probably is not your favorite thing to do.
No.
And well, so
it's not.
You're right about that.
And so then, you know what you expect. You don't go to a baseball game and get mad because you hate the smell of grass. Like that is one of those types of things where you know what you're getting when you go there, and you have to accept it. It just is what it is, man. With that, genie has been let out of the bottle. Social media is here to stay, and it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but I really want it to.
Yeah, and here's the thing is, every time it happens, I want to retreat out of it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. And unfortunately, because of our job, I have to stay in it. Yeah. So it puts me in an awkward, weird position. But listen, we want to hear from you. Does social media make you miserable? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter.
Ironic.
And Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Yeah, that is kind of ironic.
So shut up!
Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to go over the 30 best games of the decade. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Can you name the 30 best games of the last 10 years? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 92.5 FM Fox News in Jacksonville and ESPN Southwest Florida on 99.3 FM. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, The Other Identity, and Low Team Damage. Plus, we've got brand new shirts and hoodies available for a limited time this fall and holiday season. Check it out over at CheckpointXP.com/shop. The 30 best games of the last 10 years. We love to do lists here on the show, but this is quite a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to narrow the time window.
Yeah.
So just to the last 10 years.
Yep.
And there's decade. 30 of them.
Yeah, there's 30 of them.
Man.
So, yeah, think about the last decade and what games you guys all like. This list comes courtesy of CNET, by the way. So if you don't like it, you can blame them.
Oh, and we will.
I don't want to, though. CNET's usually a really good resource. I hope they didn't screw this one up.
Well, we'll see how they did. So I'm going to let you guys go ahead and take a guess for a little bit, and then about the halfway point, I'll give you
all right.
You missed.
All right, I got it. Fortnite.
Fortnite. You better believe Fortnite is number 10 on this list.
All right.
It did not get number one, which I thought it would.
Nah, I wouldn't have put it that high.
Nah, I'm going to go with some more low-hanging fruit. Minecraft.
Minecraft, number three on this list.
Because that would have been my next one.
Yeah, Minecraft is going to be the number three entry on this list. Okay.
See, you know what? You know what's really messing me up? It's the window of time.
Yeah.
It's the 10 years. Because I can say there's a lot of stuff that I can think of, but I don't know if it's come out in the last 10 years.
They kind of blend the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well,
I struggled like that whole period that I was in high school, 03 to 07. I don't remember any of those years or what came out then.
Yeah, because I was mostly playing one online game.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so I'm going to go with Dark Souls 3.
Dark Souls is on
here. Dark Souls, okay.
And Dark
Souls. See, I would have thought that Dark Souls may have been outside of the 10-year window.
Dark Souls is number two on this list, by the way. So you are the highest ranked one so far.
I think that's a good guess.
All right.
Yeah, Dark Souls is on here.
Okay.
Robbie? Right.
Pretty sure that Half-Life 2 was sometime after the turn of the century, right?
Half-Life, I don't think it was.
No, Half-Life 2 came out in like... I was in high school.
Yeah, Half-Life 2 is not on this list.
No. Right. Well, when we were in high school, that was still like 5 years worth.
Doesn't matter. Nope, you gave up. You gave it up.
Right. November 16th, 2004.
Yeah. So that's not in the last decade.
Not in the last 10 years, my friend.
Norris.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
You forgot what a decade is.
Yeah, I did.
I was thinking all the way back to 2000.
Yeah, did.
Oh, my God.
Womp, womp, womp.
Indeed.
All right,
anyway,
Norris.
Red Dead?
Yes, Red Dead Redemption is number five on this list. Good catch.
I am going to follow in the wake of Red Dead, and I'm going to say Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto.
Do I have to specify?
You would have to specify.
Would I have to specify?
It's not on here.
What?
Woo!
It's not on here.
What?
No.
Because guess what? GTA 5 came out in 2009.
No way.
2013,
didn't
it? It was 2013
or
something like that.
No way.
But it's not on here.
Could have been there. All
right. Which is crazy.
I'm shocked.
I am too.
All right, so yeah, the last 10 years only.
Yep.
Overwatch.
Yes. Overwatch is number 27 on this list.
Very good.
But it
is
on here.
Very good.
Norris.
Life is Strange.
Life is Strange, Breaking My Heart is not on this list.
Oh, whack.
Whack indeed.
Whack.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Last of Us.
The Good Last guess. Of Us is number 14 on this
I'll
list.
Take it.
Very nice.
I
very
will
nice.
Take it.
Robbie, back over to you.
All right. You know what? Because it's the closest we've ever been to world peace, Pokemon Go.
Very good.
Pokemon Go is number 19 on this list. Very good.
All right.
Yes, very good. Norris, over to you. Suspiciously checking his phone in the middle of a game segment.
Hey.
I had to check a year.
Oh, I don't know about that. This is suspect. What do you got?
All right.
Skyrim.
Skyrim is number six on this list. Were you not sure of the release here on Skyrim?
I wasn't.
Okay. Yep, Skyrim's number six on this list. Still missing number one and number four.
I'm trying to think of what could be big enough and say the best game that's bigger than both Fortnite and Minecraft.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty big.
I was going to say, this is someone's opinion. They say the best game, not like influential or anything. Just the game that they thought was the best.
Yep, that's fair.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're currently going through a list of the 30 best games of the last 10 years. That's back to 2009. Anything before that is not applicable here. I am going to go with Rainbow Six Siege.
Ooh, Rainbow Six Siege is not on this list.
That is disappointing.
That was a good answer, though. I liked Rainbow Six Siege.
Disappointing.
Oh, I got one.
All right, Robbie?
I'm going to go ahead and steal one. I'm going to say Metal Gear Solid 5.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is number 13 on this
list.
Good
catch. Definitely deserves to
be on
this.
I'm going
to
say League of Legends.
Ooh, League of Legends is number 20 on this list. Right. It is on here. You
League
are correct.
Legends came out in the past 10 years?
It came out in late 2009.
It's its 10-year anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
It just edges in. All right. I am going to say... we did say Skyrim, right? Mm-hmm. One of you said Skyrim?
I did say Skyrim.
Yep, yeah. Number six.
What about Fallout?
Fallout.
You had to say which one.
Four.
None of them are on here, so it doesn't
Boom!
Matter. None of the Fallouts made.
Well, then I'm going to say 76 out of spite.
I still have the same answer for you. Robbie.
All right, I'm going to go with one that I only played an hour worth of it, and I didn't get it, but everyone else loves it. Let's go with Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild is number one.
There it is.
Breath of the Wild, number
for
one.
Sure.
Norris, over to you.
Oh, this is starting to get tough now.
Oh, there's some big, big games on here. There's some Game of the Years on here still. There are some huge multiplayer games on here still.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Call of Duty?
Which one?
Yeah, no, I have to specify.
None of them are on here, so okay. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. No. All right. So, I am, unlike Norris, I am not going to check the date that it was released. I am not confident that this was released after 2009, but I am going to say Diablo 3.
Oh, Diablo 3 is a good answer, but it is not on this list.
Oh, come on, list.
I'm going to do something similar, because I don't know exactly when this one came out, but I'm going to pick the best of the Mass Effects.
Numero two.
Number eight on this list. Mass Effect 2.
I wasn't sure if that was like that. That's got to be like right on the cusp.
It's got to be right there. Yeah, I think it was 2010 actually for Mass Effect 2.
The Witcher 3.
The Witcher 3 is number nine on this list. You guys have done great. You've gotten all but two of the top 10. It's pretty good. Nate,
are either of the Destinies on this list?
Destiny 1 is number 28 on this list.
I'll take it.
Correct one.
I'm going to give you guys one more time around, and then we'll go through this list. So, Robbie, over to you.
Have we said God of War 4 yet?
God of War is on this list at number 16, the newest one. Yes. God of War makes it in at number 16.
Oh, man. This is super tough now.
Come on. Come on.
Mario Galaxy. I don't know.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 is number 12 on this list. Wow. Good call. Very nice. And Nate, you've got the last say on this one.
Oh, boy. I'm starting to run dry out of suggestions. What about, because fighting games have not been very well represented here on this list.
They have not.
At least not in our guesses.
No.
So, what about your Street Fighter V?
It is not on this list.
Shouldn't be.
All right, so let's go through what we got on here. Again, this comes to you courtesy of CNET.
Okay.
The top 30 games of the last decade. Number 30 is The Outer Wilds. Number 20.
Wait, is that even out yet?
I don't know.
No, that's
not the
you're
Outer
thinking
World.
The Outer Worlds. Oh, I don't know what The Outer Wilds is.
When?
Number 29, Stardew Valley.
That's
pretty
big.
I'll take that.
Number 28, Nate got his Destiny. Number 27, Robbie got his Overwatch. Number 26 is Dota 2. Number 25, Hotline Miami.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah, that's
what a good game.
Yep,
yeah, I'll sign off on that.
Number 24 is Alien Isolation, another outstanding game. The only good Alien game of the last decade, for sure.
Keep in mind, all of these games are apparently better than GTA 5. Go ahead.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Exactly. Number 23 is Dead Cells. It's an indie game, I believe. I don't remember that
one. Oh, no, I heard Dead Cells was amazing.
Number 22 is Hollow Knight. I did love Hollow Knight.
Hollow Knight's good.
Number 21, The Witness. Does anyone know The Witness? I don't know The Witness.
Man, that's some indie foolishness.
Number 20 is League of Legends. Number 19 is Pokemon Go. 18, we've got Gone Home.
Yeah, that's another indie
darling.
Very indie darling.
Number 17 was Nier Automata. Number 16 was God of War. 15 was Rayman Legends.
Really? Get right
what?
Above Grand Theft Auto 5, the most profitable piece of entertainment ever created by humans.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Rayman Legends also compiled three games into one.
Oh,
and they were older games. That's
stupid.
Mm-hmm. Number 14 is The Last of Us, followed by Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yep. Okay.
12
both those scan.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
11 was Horizon Zero Dawn.
Damn,
and here's the top 10, of which you guys only missed two. Number 10 is Fortnite.
Yep.
Number 9 is The Witcher 3. Number 8 is Mass Effect 2.
Okay.
Number 7 is Bloodborne, which I keep seeing on these lists. And I keep forgetting was really, really good.
It is really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It definitely deserves to be a part of the conversation and for sure in the top 10.
Number 6 is Skyrim. Number 5 was Red Dead Redemption. Number 4, which we did not get, was Portal 2.
We're stupid.
That also makes sense. That scans.
Number 3 was Minecraft. Number 2 was Dark Souls. And number 1 was The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
I still haven't played it.
I still can't believe that all of those games are considered better than GTA 5.
GTA 5 had to just be an oversight. Like, the name didn't come to them. And
yeah, it came out in 2013. It's still being played online. Yeah. I mean, GTA Online is massive. It's bigger than it has ever been. I mean, that's
just got to be an oversight.
Yeah.
There's like, no way they were like, that game doesn't scan. That's not good enough.
I mean, get Rayman the hell off that list.
The Witness? Come on now. Yeah. All right, well, listen, we want to hear from you. What did you think of that list? Did CNET do its job? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Brand management by Chad Callahan. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Abe Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.